Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Show is about your calls, and so if you make them, we'll go to you about anything. Otherwise, we'll talk about things interesting to us, and there is a lot to talk about. Of course, one of the big stories in the news that we haven't really commented on big stories recently, so here's one of them. How about these new auto regulations, guys?
Which ones are you referring to? The color of the paint in California?
Oh, I hadn't heard that. Well, that was a while back.
Yeah,
right?
It's been a little while.
2 weeks ago.
You mean the mandatory gas mileage figures?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one. The Associated Press reporting that some soccer moms will have to give up their hulking SUVs. Carpenters will still haul materials around in pickup trucks, but they'll cost more. Nearly everybody will drive smaller cars, and more of them will run on electricity. The higher mileage and emission standards set by the Obama administration begin to take effect in 2012, are to be achieved by 2016, and will transform the American car and truck fleet. And I wish we had Gardner in here to do his newsman voice, you know. Just, and we'll transform the American truck fleet. I mean, it's like the new vision for American automobiles brought to you by the Obama administration.
There's a few things they haven't thought through here, though. First of all, how are they going to increase the capacity of the electrical grid? Because they're going to need to do that if everybody's plugging their cars in. Or a lot of people are plugging their cars in all of a sudden at nighttime, which is normally off-peak time.
Considering that we're stuck in the 1970s as far as the electrical grid is concerned, that might be a problem.
Well, off-peak's good, not on-peak. I mean, you know, obviously
sure.
They're trying to...
The other problem is, what if you have a power outage? You won't be able to drive to work because you won't be able to charge your car.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I'm not so much worried about electric cars. The Tesla Motors company is certainly leading the way in that, and the marketplace, I think, is going in that direction eventually anyway. But what I find interesting about this is all of this is, of course, being pegged to the Obama administration. The idea, of course, being that, well, these car companies, if it weren't for the government, if it weren't for the American government, all they would be doing would be making these big bricks that just drive around and waste our gas money. And
you know, the fact is 2008 was proof positive that that's not so.
What do you mean?
Well, the end of 2008. Remember when gas was getting close to $4.50?
Yes.
And that's locally. It was probably $5.50 in California. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
A gallon?
Marketplace reacted to that.
The marketplace reacted. They wanted smaller cars. Right now, gas... it's not as low as it was earlier, but it's still $2.25 a gallon or so. People, for whatever reason, they're not as worried about the trips. They're not putting off summer vacations because of gas, the cost of gas now.
And they cleared a lot of SUVs and pickups off car lots in the last 6 months, too, because of the lower gas prices. Now, I think it's kind of a... I tend to believe the gas prices are going up higher in the near future. Especially with the dollar devaluing the way it is, and the fact that
seems inevitable,
right? The fact that we buy so much oil from foreign countries, eventually they're going to want more money for it, more of our paper dollars for it.
So the new rules would bring new cars and trucks sold in the United States to an average of 35.5 miles per gallon, about 10 miles per gallon more than today's standards. Passenger cars will be required to get 39 miles per gallon, light trucks 30. That means cars and trucks on American roads will have to become smaller, lighter, and more efficient. So, again, the suggestion here, the underlying premise of this story, and I'm sure many, this is the AP, I'm sure this is similarly reported elsewhere, is that, boy, thank goodness for the government. I mean, if it weren't for the government, then these car companies would just be not advancing anything at all. We would have, these big, ugly, heavy cars, and nobody wants those cars. No one wants those, which, of course, if that were true...
they wouldn't sell them. You know, the fact is, some people out there, which one's safer? The big car, period. And some people are very, very concerned with that. And I don't care what you do with your little Mercedes smart car, whether you put a force field on it and a bunch of marshmallows that shoot out the front. I don't care. You're going to die.
Is that the teeny little two-seater?
That's the golf cart on steroids. You're going to get kershmooshed. I mean,
splat.
That's it. Okay, now I know it's probably a lot safer than a golf cart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as safe as a 76 Eldorado convertible, okay?
Made out of metal, right?
Good old
real metal.
Good old 8-gauge American steel and about 9 feet of it between you and the next guy.
But the government's telling you, Mark, that you don't get to choose anymore. I mean, you could always drive around the 76. They're not going to ban those from the roads at this point. But as far as if you want
to... It banned itself when it was going at 6 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
And gas was
there you go.
$3.50 a pop.
Economics,
but you
right
know
there.
This is an industry, both the energy industry and the auto industry, that have been heavily, heavily involved with the government in the last 50 years.
Oh, yeah, that's my other story.
Yeah, and because of that, you've got the mess you have today, where we're being forced to use gasoline, and I'm convinced the cars are not nearly as efficient as they could be if you turn the inventors loose, because look at the stories.
I concur with you.
Remember in the 50s, they had a story of a guy who invented a carburetor that got 50 miles per gallon in a V8 engine. Back in the 50s.
I hear different things.
And then the hit
stories.
Squad came by.
I don't
and took
know
them out, right?
about those stories. But okay, maybe.
Maybe.
And I do believe that the marketplace would be more efficient and you would have better cars if the government didn't subsidize the oil industry. And, now then they put past these regulations. If you let the marketplace decide, it'd be fine.
There'd be a greater variety
right.
of
because here, I have that 76 Eldorado convertible, and it was important to me to have a convertible car. And I am going to at some point in the relatively near future, whether it's a year or two or whatever, buy another car. And what have I been looking at? I've been looking at convertibles that get really good gas mileage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not looking at the 67 Lincoln that I really, I like the way they look. Sometimes I'll look at them on eBay, mm-hmm. but the ones that I'm looking at are the ones that are getting really good gas mileage, because that's what I'm looking for these days.
Yeah.
I remember the sting of $4.50 gas, and I know that it could happen to me again, and I don't want to be, just right out there in the open having to pay whatever the gas companies are going to charge. I don't want that experience again. I want the best gas mileage I can get. So I'm willing to trade a certain level of safety and a certain level of speed because, obviously my BMW wasn't getting that kind of gas mileage either. I'm willing to trade speed and safety for gas mileage.
Yeah, a year ago I got rid of my SUV and I got a smaller car with a mm-hmm. 5-speed manual and I get almost double the mileage and I'm happy every time I go to the gas station regardless of the price of gas. But one of my pet peeves has been that I remember about 1998 some economists did a study and they determined that at the time the price of gas, I think, at the pump was about $1.50 a gallon, but they determined that the real price per gallon that we were paying as Americans was about $15 a gallon when you consider all the money we pay in the defense budget to defend the oil in the Middle East. So if you look at the real, you're not looking at
the real
price.
Costs.
The real costs of a gallon of gas right now are much higher than what you pay at the pump when you consider all those factors. So we do need to do something, but I don't think the government needs to mandate it. We need to just turn the inventors loose, open up the free market.
The market needs to decide, and the government's basically saying that if you do value safety above gas mileage, you are SOL. You can either go buy a 10-year-old SUV. I mean, by the time 2016 rolls around, this is when the mandates are supposed
to
be.
Hold on to 2006.
Yeah, just buy something old, which is fine. Of course, a lot of people are going to do that. But
in two decades after that, you just won't be able to drive that 2010 Honda Element anymore.
Well, right. I mean, also, you'll be missing out on any sort of advancements in new car technology and things like that.
I mean, that's when I was driving the Eldorado and it was 30 years old, I remember when I had to brake heavily. This didn't used to happen. This used to happen all the time. You would hear this, mm-hmm. and you wouldn't hear a bang. Now, whenever you hear, there's a bang that follows shortly thereafter because there's an accident on. But cars used to not have ABS and all that other stuff.
Let's go to your phone calls. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm old enough to remember all of the laws regarding automobiles, regarding anti-pollution controls, safety belts, airbags that were to be in all cars by 1982, but Ronald Reagan and the auto industry were able to roll that back in Congress so that was pushed back many, many years. Many lives could have been saved with that, but due to the political power and the money and doing business as usual, that became a secondary concern. So I find it comical that Obama has mandated all these new regulations regarding the auto industry when all three major auto manufacturers are ready to go bankrupt.
We'll bring you back, Frank. We'll let you continue here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Indeed, General Motors ready to go bankrupt. That was one of my other stories. Apparently going to sell themselves to the government. More on the way.
Oh,
this is Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ionic Zone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. Ionic Zone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciox Tea, Naturopath recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to ioniczone.com.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Debtcrisis.com. Are you facing a debt crisis? Debtcrisissolutions.com guarantees that they can protect your bank accounts, assets, and the equity in your home. They're your debt crisis consultants. In some cases, you don't have to make another payment on your credit cards. Debtcrisissolutions.com, 718-615-0123, 718-615-0123, and debtcrisissolutions.com. As we continue discussing the car regulations that are being put into play here, apparently mandated in by to begin by 2012 and to be achieved by 2016. Of course, the Obama administration taking all the credit for this, which some of this is them running out in front of the parade. Some of this is them, you know, basically mandating the things that the auto industry is already working towards,
yeah.
And that is greater efficiency and things like that. But they get to pretend as though that the marketplace wouldn't do any of these advancements if it weren't for the almighty government ordering it to.
Right.
So that's going to be the position they'll get to take. Let's go back to Frank in New York. Frank, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
The comment, too, that I heard you guys mention several times about the free market. Let's get it straight. The free market is an intellectual illusion. It doesn't exist.
No one has ever said it does.
In the United States, there's three major manufacturers for the last 20-some or 30 years in real terms. So in a sense, they sort of determined the current morass by their addiction to old technologies, big profits, and having basically more than half of all the car sales. That's changed in the last 15 years, where I think even GM sells one of five cars. So what's very interesting is their own stupidity and their own preeminence in the marketplace as an oligopoly, not as a competitor in a free market, got them in a sense to this position. But I find it humorous that Obama right now is mandating all these changes when within 2 years we won't have an American auto industry. We will have probably a European Asian manufacturing presence here in the States that will be able to do that. And GM has announced they're planning to manufacture 80% of their cars in China.
That's right.
And import them to the U.S. So they'll be exempt from these mandated regulations that Obama is attempting to take credit for. What's interesting is just smoke and mirrors. It will have no effect. And ultimately, what has happened with all regulations is the government...
Well, now, wait a minute. They're still going to have to... If they want to sell the cars they make in China in the United States, they'll still have to abide by
it. No, they'll have a grandfather's clause, or they'll have a special loophole that will allow them not to have to meet those requirements.
Maybe.
This is all just window dressing. And wait and see in 2 or 3 years. When you read the actual legislation, it's not actually...
Yeah, like I'm going to do that.
Regarding the... And you'll see that's going to be a key component. This is nothing more than smoke and mirrors, so Obama can show the people that instead of giving them security with regard to their bank deposits in the failing banks or providing regulations on food and price controls that would actually help a lot of the people.
No, that doesn't help anything, Frank. You were on the right path there for a little while. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. You know, he was on the right track when he was pointing out that it is smoke and mirrors and that there may very well be a grandfather clause. Certainly a possibility there. I don't know. I haven't read the regulations. I don't plan to. But
I think that he's pointing out that there's a lack of competition in the marketplace, and
he's right about that.
That competition, that lack of competition, causes there to be not enough options for consumers. And you know, you'd see lower prices in certain types of food if there was more competition. But one of the problems is that all the regulations, from zoning laws to traffic laws, to, city planning rules, there's a plethora of things that make it difficult for there to be competition in the marketplace. We might very well have one of those like Mexican street bazaars if you would let people build houses the way they want to build houses.
Yeah.
There would certainly be a slummy section of town. I'm not saying that everything would be beautiful and pristine here in America. But
it's not
what
right
I
now.
Am telling you, it's not. You're just pushing the poor people into different hovels and creating ghettos. So you're hurting people with these rules.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'd like to let Frank know that he was upset that Obama hasn't been focusing on regulating food, but he's not paying full attention because they are working towards regulating food suppliers. There's that food tracking legislation that they're putting into effect, which is going to hurt, of course, the mom and pop, the smaller food distributors, food manufacturers, with this insane government mandating tracking system, amongst other things. And, of course, there's so much else that's happening. We haven't talked about the regulations that affect the products that are sold to kids under the age of 12. That's coming down. So there are all kinds of new regulations being put into effect, which aren't going to actually help consumers. They're going to hurt consumers because regulations always end up hurting consumers by restricting the marketplace, which is exactly what we're talking about here. The reason why the auto industry is so restricted in this country is because of the regulations that the big auto manufacturers have been pushing for. It's the same old story. Whether we're talking about the national auto manufacturers or your local plumbers review board or whatever they might be called where you are, there are these regulatory agencies that are essentially staffed by people who are either directly connected to the major companies in that particular industry or people who used to work for the major companies in that industry. And they come up with new rules and new regulations for their industries for the purposes of keeping new competition out, for the purposes of being able to insulate themselves to the things that Frank was talking about, to keep the big profits going and to keep the market, the low competition situation, or the oligopoly, as he called it. That's why these regulatory structures exist. They don't exist to protect you. They exist to protect the big interests, the big businesses that have been involved in whatever that field is for the longest time. That's it.
And they're very politically connected. And here's the other problem. I'm not really totally convinced that the federal government wants us to drive around in electric cars, because if you think about it, they make more on a gallon of gasoline than the oil companies do in some cases.
True.
So that's a major source of revenue for the federal government, whose revenue is declining sharply now. So if they put everybody in electric cars and we don't need to use gasoline anymore, what's going to happen to their revenue from gas taxes?
It's going to go down. They're going to have to figure out something to do to tax us in some other way. Certainly, the way the taxes are expanding, I think they'll figure it out.
Cap and trade, maybe?
That's likely.
Oh, boy.
The changes will start with smaller cars and trucks and improvements to the internal combustion engine, said somebody. Automakers already are working on new technology. See, that's, again, them stepping in front of the parade and saying,
right.
See, we're here to save you.
The Chevy Volt has been developed over several years now, and they have it ready to almost come out, and now they had to take money from the federal government to finish it up and to stay in business. And now guess who's going to take the credit for that one?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And this is what happens so often with government, whether it's on a local or state level or federal level, is that they just want things just a little sooner than the marketplace would be able to provide, and they want everybody to have it. And that just isn't the way it works.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. If you've got comments on this auto situation, there's more to the story. Of course, other news is that GM is looking to sell itself to the government, which is something that was easily predictable. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no filler, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. Consulting. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website. Free for you at freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So, and they also know that you want to collect your money and you want to keep your clients too. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI, major sponsor of this program. So, talking about this just absolutely atrocious situation that this country is in right now with the automotive sector. Of course, as you know, the big three have been getting handouts from the federal government, though I guess Ford said no to the handouts,
right.
So to their credit. Chrysler and GM, however, have been getting big-time handouts from taxpayers, and not just even taxpayers, everybody. Even if you manage to avoid most federal taxes, you're still paying for these things because they're essentially printing out new money. And as long as you're using the Federal Reserve note, and most of us are, you're paying these car companies to stay afloat, which really, I mean, we're talking about pumping blood into somebody that is just bleeding out. This is not possible. These companies got to the point of bankruptcy because they don't know what the hell they're doing. They are so big and unwieldy that they can't compete in the marketplace anymore, even with the virtual oligopoly that they've been granted by the government. So pumping more money into these failing giants is not going to help the situation. And that's basically what we'd said several months ago on this program when the Bush administration was doing the very first round of these automotive bailouts.
This is what happens in the marketplace. Companies rise, they get big, They fall. They go away. You know, what would happen right now if the government had stepped in and tried to prop up the blacksmith and the farrier industry? I mean, would we still be riding around on horses?
It's a scary thought, isn't it?
This is not what the marketplace needs. This is not what America needs. America shouldn't save its automobile industry as though Hondas and Toyotas and BMWs and all these other things aren't made in America. They just have them for names.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't save our automobile industry at the sake of making it socialized.
Well,
that's not saving anything.
But true, you know, but it doesn't mean that another American auto company can't spring up from nowhere like
sure.
Tesla Motors or somebody who has a new idea that's not caught up and entrenched in the old system.
They can spring up as long as they obey all the regulations,
and
which is drastically increasing their cost, their startup costs.
The regulations, the difficulty competing against a competitor that's propped up by the government.
Yeah.
I mean, how impossible is that? I was just reading Popular Mechanics. A guy has this vehicle which has the drag of I believe it was either one or it was the pair of rear view mirrors on the side of a truck. Okay, just the rear view mirrors, that's how much the whole car's drag is.
Mm.
So this guy, he isn't looking to make a new car, he's looking to sell his technology to an existing car company.
Yeah.
Why? Because he can't compete in the marketplace against these giants that are backed up by the government and given subsidies all over the place and have all the regulations backing them.
I remember about maybe 9 months or a year ago, I had a story here about out in the Los Angeles Auto Show, there was a company that was being pushed out because they were making GM and Dodge look bad because they had an SUV that would get 150 miles per gallon. It was a hybrid, mm-hmm. and they used a new technology which allowed the batteries to work more efficiently. And so the stuff is out there. It's just a matter of letting smart people take over those assets and manage them better and stop all this entrenched stupidity that GM and some of the other domestic companies have gotten themselves into. They've dug themselves a hole, and now it doesn't matter how much money you throw at them.
Yeah.
They're not going to stay solvent because people don't want to buy their cars.
Exactly. If Americans wanted to save the American auto industry, they'd be out there buying their crap can cars. And they aren't, because they aren't competitive enough.
In all fairness, you know, GM and Chrysler have a few cars that are decent. But when oil prices went up sharply last spring and summer, the GM and Dodge particularly are so dependent on profits from big vehicles that they weren't selling any anymore. They didn't have a good stable of small cars like Honda and Toyota do. So they were in trouble. And then they had all these cars sitting on lots not selling,
mm-hmm.
which they cleared out a bit when gas prices fell. But now the economy's in the dumper. So if you've got a little bit of money to buy a car, are you going to go buy one of their cars when they might go out of business?
Doesn't make much sense.
Not a good investment.
Reuters is reporting a General Motors plan for bankruptcy filing involves a quick sale of the company's healthy assets to a new company initially owned by the U.S. government. Source familiar with the situation said Tuesday the source, who would not be named because he wasn't cleared to speak with the media, didn't specify a purchase price. The new company is expected to honor the claims of secured lenders, possibly in full. So that means that there are certain companies that, or there are certain organizations that have lent money to GM, and the new government-run company is going to honor those companies' claims, meaning they're going to take taxpayer dollars and basically pay out to those creditors. Right? Am I understanding this correctly?
But they're going to print the money and then give it to them.
Right, but that's what they're going to do. They're going to print the money. They're going to steal from everyone that has Federal Reserve notes, because that's what inflation is. Inflation is not a rise in prices. Inflation is an increase in the money supply. And so they're going to print out billions more. They're going to essentially pay off the creditors, GM's creditors, mm-hmm. and they're going to own GM's assets in full. This government company... It's going to be GM. I mean, Drudge Report has been kind of jokingly writing Government Motors, but that's what they are now. That's what they are becoming. That's what they were when they first took the money from the state, and that's what they are going to become even more so once this deal goes through. And this is exactly what we thought was going to happen, and it wasn't hard to predict, because you've taken the 30 pieces of silver. Government came and said, hey, you guys are having a tough time here, aren't you? Just take these billions of dollars and we'll help keep you afloat. Oh, that business plan sounds great. You guys are going to do great. Just take this money and everything will be fine. Yeah, we're going to take a little piece of, the company. That's okay. We're just going to sit over here in our little corner. Oh, we're going to replace some of your executives as well.
Yep.
And, we're going to take care of this and that. Your plan didn't work out. Because, again, they were failing, so why all of a sudden the new influx of taxpayer dollars is going to help a failing company?
Actually, it's the influx of taxpayer dollars is what's going to kill them. Either if they were going to make it, and GM was on the verge of making it, maybe they could have, maybe they couldn't. It's hard to say. You know, Chrysler likely wasn't going to. I don't know why we're saving Chrysler, making them a French company, and I don't know. None of that makes any sense.
But why would it kill them?
You know what kills me about Chrysler, though? Chrysler, when they're bought out by Daimler-Benz at a time when the economy was good, Daimler-Benz couldn't even make money owning Chrysler. So Daimler-Benz got out of the picture, and another company bought them out. And so what makes you think Chrysler's going to make it now when the economy's in the toilet?
Well, what was the point you were going to get to, Mark?
Well, I'm just saying that...
Why the taxpayer dollars would kill
the taxpayer
them.
Dollars, well, the same reason that welfare queens never get off welfare.
I'm sorry.
The vast majority of people, I don't know whether it's vast. I don't have any numbers on it, but I can tell you that people have spent generations on welfare. Welfare will kill your drive and make it so that, innovation just isn't going to happen.
Well, if they weren't innovative enough before, how they're going to be more innovative with some government-appointed bureaucrat wannabe sitting on their board of directors, I don't know. So they ran out of cash again. And, government, Saul, we're so sorry. It didn't work out for you. Well, tell you what. We are going to wipe out your debt. In fact, later on in the story here, it says that the government's going to forgive the bulk of the $15.4 billion in emergency loans that has already been provided to GM. So those weren't loans. That was a real subsidy.
GM is no longer a company, people. Yeah. GM is yet another government program.
Right.
They will go on forever. I mean, they'll go on until they absolutely fail. The Volga didn't go out of business until the communist government fell.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe this is a good sign. Maybe this is the sign of the impending end of the federal government. That hey, they own it all.
This is the impending end of the internal combustion engine in the United States. Because the fact is, the United States government's going to make regulations that make government motors more competitive in the marketplace and make it difficult for anybody to compete against them. It's going to be
scary. It's terrible.
And they're going to force us to buy one.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Your thoughts on this or anything goes. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, does size really matter? Take it from a woman, it does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixus, the male widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixus works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixus, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixus before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixus before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Now, if you enjoy this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, learn about the perks you'll get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Continuing to discuss the automotive just debacle, this disaster of a situation where basically General Motors is becoming government motors. They are in the process of selling themselves during a bankruptcy filing. They're going to be doing what's called a quick sale of the company's healthy assets to a company owned by the U.S. government. Now, the article here says the company's initially going to be owned by the U.S. government. Weren't they just initially giving them a loan to help them out for a little while? And then, oh, well, now it's not a loan anymore. Now they're forgiving the bulk of the $15.4 billion in emergency loans. So they never were intended to be loans. They were intended to get the company on the hook and get the government's claws even ever deeper into them to where there's no way they can pull out of this. It's over. Bankruptcy filing's going. It's happening. They're going to turn it over to the government, and I guess we're just going to have to believe that the government's going to find another buyer for it, right? That's not going to be wholly owned and controlled by the state. I mean, this is just so crazy, the whole situation. Let's go to your phone call. Steve is in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Steve. Yeah, I was thinking that if, and verify this, that America consumes 50% of the resources of the world. Is that accurate?
I have no idea. Doesn't sound it.
I've heard something like
that. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard something about that too. And the thing is, it's like, okay, well, if that is true, then if our demand for gasoline decreases to almost 0%, then because we're using alternative sources and, you know, electric cars, this, that, and the other, then the rest of the world does not have an incentive to do anything because gas prices, well, anywhere we're talking about supply and demand. So the people in Saudi Arabia driving SUVs are going to go, hey, gas is cheap. I'm just going to keep driving my SUV. Now, GM and all the other American car manufacturers, they also got hooks overseas as well, and they can go, you know what? Let's just bail out of America, go international, and we can continue to make these gas-guzzling bricks and, you know, sell them to these people because gas is cheap over there. and America's not using gas much anymore, so hey, we're good to go.
I don't know. I mean, if America's not using gas much anymore, why wouldn't other countries follow suit?
Oh, because Saudi Arabia is not going to do it. I mean, everybody is not so environmentally, you know, conscious as the rest of the, as the United States is with the Sierra Club and so forth. I mean, it, really, think about it. I mean, it, they don't have to. Saudi Arabia is going to do what they want to do.
Yeah, and, I agree with you. I think that if the United States decreases demand for oil, likely you know the other places like Europe and places like that that do use oil will see a reduction in price and therefore they'll increase their usage.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll mandate their own standards.
They could very well.
I mean, Europe likes the teeny cars already, so.
Europe likes the teeny cars because gas costs so much over there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It might be, I'm certain it's to some level taxes. And
mostly taxes.
It might very well be. I don't know. It could be that, you know, they just don't have as high a demand for it. I don't know.
It's taxes.
Here's the deal. If one door closes, another door opens. So if the United States quits using gasoline and the demand on it is reduced, and the United States uses a lot more percentage than the whole the rest of the world, then there is more gasoline for the other nations, and the price is going to go down because the demand went down because the United States said, hey, that's it, we're cut off. And so they're going to go, hey, now a new window, a new door is open for us to buy some nice SUVs, maybe a Holly or something.
Thanks, Steve, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Actually, I have heard stories of a lot of SUVs last summer being shipped off to Saudi Arabia and other Middle Eastern countries.
I don't know. I mean, this is we're talking about something that's going to take a long time. The government's plan here, the mandates are looking at 2016 for their completion date. So we're still out, you know, almost at least well over half of a decade from now before any of these standards are in. And that's still only standards for gas running vehicles. So if anything, you know, if people are getting better gas mileage, so that they'll be more likely to drive more, and maybe the gas consumption won't really go down that much. Maybe people will still consume the same amount and just drive more, or maybe it will dip slightly, but it's not like it's going to fall off of a cliff. So, I don't know. 800-259-9231. The government's plans, by the way, include giving stakes in this new government-owned GM, giving stakes to GM's union and bondholders. Although the ownership structure of the company is still being negotiated, according to the source. They're going to waive the emergency loans. Plus, the government has given GM till June 1st to restructure its operations to lower its debt burden and employee costs. If those tasks fail, the company has said it would follow rival Chrysler into bankruptcy. So, I guess they have a plan for bankruptcy, but maybe they aren't quite going through with it yet. It's going to be a few more weeks, a couple more weeks until they do it.
Well, they've just had several billion dollars in loans erased. I don't know. I just
that's for the plan. That's if they go with the plan, they'll have the billions erased. So yes, they're going to go through the bankruptcy thing.
All I see is that GM becomes you know Government Motors and never goes away.
Bankruptcy is a device where companies that are uncompetitive can become competitive again by clearing the decks and selling off the bad assets and hopefully reorganizing smaller and leaner. But they're not letting that happen. It's intervention in the marketplace for both Chrysler and GM. They should have let this happen 6 months ago, and they'd be better off now. They'd probably be recovering by now.
Setting up a new company to buy the healthy assets is aimed at reassuring consumers who might not be willing to make a major purchase from a bankrupt company, fearing it would not honor warranties or provide service. The board of the new company would be established with the tacit approval of the government. The man who took the helm of GM earlier this year after the government pushed out Rick Wagoner would likely head the new company. So fully staffed by the government, owned initially, allegedly, they'll actually sell it, by the government. And the whole idea is to reassure you, hey, come on, don't be scared, little consumer. Sure, this company's going out of business, but the government's going to back it up. I mean, you can count on us, right?
Do you remember the Yugo?
Do you remember Social Security?
Yeah.
We're going to make
a lockbox. We're never going to touch that stuff.
Right. Yeah, because you can trust the state to honor its agreements.
Medicare. How about Medicare?
Just ask anybody who was told one thing, like the veterans.
VA hospitals.
And then were delivered something completely different. Or maybe they did actually get what was promised for a little while, and then the government decided that, well, times have changed, and we just can't afford this agreement anymore. So tell you what, we're going to change the terms, and you're going to accept it. So with a government-owned car company, the government could step in and say, yeah, oh, yeah, we're going to honor your agreements, no problem. And then, you know, a couple of years down the line, they're in an even more dire financial situation. Sure, they could always print some more money out, I suppose. That's probably the route they'll go, because if they don't keep printing more and more money out to finance, to subsidize this, you know, government motors thing, then they are going to have to start changing the warranties. Yeah, it was a 20-year drivetrain. Now it's three. I don't know how many they normally give you, but, you know, they could change their agreements. No problem. It's the government. What are you going to do? Take them to government voters court? Are you going to challenge them in their own system? No. I mean, it's just amazing to watch this happen. And, of course, Americans are going to keep dutifully paying taxes. They'll keep going right along with this. They'll keep playing along and keep going, and it's just... Wow. How long do we have left here, this federal government? I mean, how much closer are we to the end? Hopefully it's not much farther to go from here. Anyway, we continue with your phone calls. Todd in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Wayne, Mark, and Ian. What's up, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Todd?
I noticed you guys were talking about Radley Belko's blog post about Michael Savage and Wayne Allyn Root.
That's Michael Savage, the hate-mongering talk show host, and Wayne Allyn Root, the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party of 2008, apparently getting together and hanging out, talking on their show, and it's just another embarrassment to the Libertarian Party that is a shadow of its former self. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but in the first episode of my show, Liberty Cap Talk Live on Blog Talk or Talk Radio when I was doing it, I remember a very interesting caller I got on the air. Does the name Eric Dundaro Ritberg mean anything to you?
Yeah, he's the guy, one of the founders of the RLC.
Well, he claims to be the founder of the Republican Liberty Caucus, the founder. He's made you know, some kind of contribution to it. But anyway, it turns out that he was the one that brought Wayne Allyn Root into the LP, and he admitted this on the air with me.
Great.
So,
well, they're just a bunch of unprincipled fellows, and they're ruining the Libertarian Party from the inside out. In fact, it's a rotting corpse at this point. Todd, thanks for the call. Always good hearing from you. Hour 2 coming up. Free Talk Live.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.